It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. Now, today we are continuing our theme of patience. So we've got a lot to talk about today, a lot to unpack about good things coming to those who wait. Good things really do come to those who wait. And I know that it doesn't seem like that. I know that sometimes it feels like the longer you wait, the more yucky stuff comes your way. So who wants to wait? Good things. I'm not seeing any good things. I only want the thing that I want. And that's a trap that we find ourselves falling into. And I call it a trap because it's really something that limits our ability to see the beauty in the world around us and in the lives around us. If we cage ourselves, if we really decide that there is no beauty in anything except the stuff that I want, then we really don't get to experience life. If all you want is a sailboat, then you're not even going to notice the people around you who are smiling. You're not even going to notice the birds that are migrating above your head and landing in the trees. If all you're thinking about is your sailboat, you're not going to see the water. You're not going to see the clouds reflecting in the water. You're not going to hear the ripple of the water. All of these things are centering, and they're peaceful, and they're good. Good things do come to those who wait. They come every second of your life. And they also come when you get that thing that you've been waiting for, that celebration moment that you've been waiting for. That's a good thing too. I think that one of the problems is that we have a tendency to just sort of see the thing that we want and we decide that's the only thing that's good. That's the only thing that we want and that we need. Therefore, we must have that one thing. How sad. Really? I mean, there are times where there's something that we want that we're just not going to get. And that can be super tough. Maybe it's something that you've wanted ever since you were a child and you realize, gosh, I'm never going to have that thing. And that can be tough. So imagine if you never see any of the other good things, just how much weight would be on that one thing that you're not getting. It's important that we stay positive, that we allow ourselves patience, we allow ourselves to center ourselves, that we breathe through any challenging moment or frustration when we're really going for something that we want and it's just not materializing the way that we wish for it to. It's important that in those moments, when we're not getting the things that we want, that we see all the other good things in our lives. That's part of being patient. That's part of being on top of your emotions and the way that you react to things. Now, patience kind of has a flow to it, and I'm going to share a little bit of that flow here. And if you wish to dive deeper into this, well, this is going to be on the Celebrate You membership on BethStanko.com. So you are welcome to head on over there and check out the membership to get more information. But this is the way I see it. Patience is normally started with an idea. I've got an idea that I'm being fed right now, something that I've seen, something that I'm experiencing. There's an idea that's put into my head. Then that idea becomes a desire. So now I've seen this thing. I want this thing. Then you start planning how you're going to get it. I want it. So in order to get it, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes people don't even go to the planning stage. They just, I want it. I want it and I want it now. There's no plan. They just want it. But whether you plan or you don't plan, there's this anticipation that comes. You're anticipating getting it. You can see it. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can feel it. This anticipation can be all consuming, or it could be just something that constantly comes into your mind. The idea turns into something you are anticipating having in your life. And then there's the passage of time. That passage of time is really where patience comes into play. it's interesting because it is all through all of these things. You get an idea and you've got to have patience in order to recognize the idea and then the desire. And then you've got to plan it. And then you've got to have patience with yourself as you're coming up with the plan. And then anticipation. Ooh, the patience that comes with anticipation, right? It's brewing up inside of you and you've got to counteract that with patience at the same time. Are you kidding me? Right? And then the passage of time is all about patience. What? What? Are you kidding? Yeah, the passage of time is all about patience. All of these things are sort of the half of the formula for getting through patience. It's important you understand how needing the patience starts and what it is that is the catalyst for that need for patience. So I'm going to give you a little example from my life, which is that I years ago was doing live events and I had clients that would come to this office here and we would talk about life and business and I would help people plan ahead and what they were going to do with their lives. I would give them something to look forward to and try to empower them. It was always my goal to see a person maybe once a year. I was never the person who wanted to have a client come back every week or every month or every 3 months even. It was no, once a year is good. I give you information, I'll give you a jumping off point, I'll make sure that you're pretty solid, and then you go off and you lead your life and you go for it. And I was always on call, so if somebody had a question, they had an issue, they could call me, they could text me. Texting is better. I'm not always answering the phone, but I was there as someone who can go, remember that one thing we talked about? Okay, great, you've got it, go. But there was something missing for me. It wasn't the connection. I loved my clients. Oh my gosh, the connection was awesome. I loved the work that I did. But the thing that was lacking was I had a need to speak to a larger audience. And that need stemmed from this understanding from watching what was going on in the news or seeing what was going on social media that there were so many broken people in the world. Oh my gosh, it would hurt my heart to see people suffering for just needlessly when all they needed to do was really look inside of themselves, empower themselves, and recognize that they were in charge of everything that they were experiencing. I knew that if I could talk to a larger group of people, if I could get my message out there in a larger way, that I could help to change the lives of people. And so there it was an idea followed by a desire. My desire was to get the message out. And then I came up with a plan. And as fate would have it, a pandemic happened, which shut down all of my other business because everything was in person. But it allowed me time to sit with my idea and start planning. And it was such a huge idea. You have no idea what this is like to go from live events to suddenly I've got a website, I've got courses, I've got a membership, I've got a podcast, I've got social media going out. Like to go from that to that, oh my goodness, it was completely overwhelming. And thank God there were so many people online giving free classes or YouTube videos and things. And you kind of have to piecemeal it because nobody gives away all of their secrets on a free thing, right? But through piecemealing it, I figured it out and I planned. And I started things even if I didn't think that they were good enough. I just got it out there just so that I could say that, okay, I've made a huge step forward and then I could perfect it. You know, the perfection is in the imperfection, right? But I could perfect it with air quotes so that I could really have what I wanted as I moved forward. And then the anticipation came. The anticipation of, oh, people are going to love this. They're going to want to go for it. But at that time, the internet was flooded with people trying to give free courses and do things for people who are stuck at home. So I was doing live videos. I was doing my best to keep my live events going, keeping people spaced, you know, making sure everybody had masks on, like doing everything that I could to make sure people were safe, but still give them the live events as best I could. And, you know, the anticipation started to wane because I wasn't breaking through as fast as I could, I thought. I wasn't breaking through at a rate that seemed logical, I thought. And I wasn't selling my courses as fast as I thought they would sell. Like, something must be wrong with me, I thought. Something must be wrong with what I'm doing. So the anticipation led to questioning. I was questioning, did I do the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I spending too much money on something that's not really taking off? Like, I was questioning every single thing that I was doing. What? And then the passage of time started, as if the passage of time hadn't already started with the anticipation. But the anticipation and all the questioning sort of comes to this almost a dead end sort of thing. We just go, ugh, and you lift up your arms and just whatever, nothing's going to happen. Then the passage of time. And I've already put up a course, two, I think, by that point. I've already done a lot of work on the website. I've got pages, I've got landing pages, all this different stuff. I've got emails going out to people. I do have some people following me on the website, which is great. The social media is up and it's going, but I'm not making the sales that I wanted to make. I'm not getting to the place that I thought that I would. And it was so frustrating, but I knew that I had to rethink how I was approaching everything. Not that I shouldn't have my courses online, not that I shouldn't have my website, but I needed to rethink my perception of what was happening. I was looking for instant success, and I was getting instant success. But because the numbers weren't as high as I wanted, I felt like a failure. My instant success came in, you know, a couple people who were commenting on my posts all the time. Thank you so much. Everything you say is so uplifting. I really appreciate you. You know, there were all these wonderful things being said, and I was touching people. But instead of looking at the two or five people that were doing that with each and every post, I was going, why don't I have 100,000 followers already? You know, like, the goals weren't big enough. My goodness, why can't I do better? But I was visualizing a future without recognizing the future was also tomorrow and next week and the week after that. I was seeing 5 years down the road thinking it was going to happen in a week. My planning fell a little bit short. So in that mode of passage of time when I needed to have patience, I pulled myself back and I started charting out what is realistic for a week from now, a month from now. What should my goals be to keep me motivated? If my goal is to make $10,000 in my first month, that may not keep me motivated because I may not hit that goal. But if the goal is about people, like, I will gain 10 followers on my website, which is way harder than getting them on social media, but 10 followers a month. If that's my goal, wow, I can do that. I can do that, and that will keep me motivated, and that will give me patience in order to keep going and shooting for the 100,000 followers on Instagram, right? Everything comes to those who wait. And trust me, things are rolling along for me. In this business, I feel great. I especially feel great because everything is about people now instead of numbers. And when you're focusing on people and you are one of those people, that's where the gold is, baby. The gold inside your heart, the gold inside your purpose. When you're living a life in service to others, and then the added benefit is you end up being able to support yourself on your passion. Good things come to those who wait. Just take the time to visualize a future that will support your goals.
There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com.
The fruits of patience are sweet. Ooh, they are really, really sweet, especially when they're wrapped in dark chocolate. But as you know, I'm taking a little bit of a break from chocolate right now, and I'm encouraging you to take it a week at a time. Maybe you're going to take this week off as well. But if you're not and you really need a suggestion, I'm going to suggest a dark chocolate covered
orange peel or a dark chocolate covered raspberry. Go for the fruit and the inside. See what that's like. I'm not really a maraschino cherry person. It's a little too gooey for me. But some of those other things where the flavor is in there, oh, yummy. And if you go healthy, non-GMO, gluten-free, all those lovely things, paleo, all that kind of stuff, then it is better for you and you get an antioxidant kick. Yeah, which we all really love. So the fruits of patience are sweet, which is why I'm suggesting fruit in your chocolate this week. And the reason why I'm saying the fruits of patience are sweet is because when you're not going for instant gratification, when you're really employing the patience, when you're reevaluating your thought process so that you can attain your goals in a more reasonable way, then patience pays off. And the thing that you want, the carrot at the end of the patience is waiting for you. That's your celebration moment, right? It's sitting there waiting for you to grab it. You've made it. You've finally gotten there. These are the fruits of your patience. If you are patient and then you give up because things don't happen the way you want, you don't get as many followers as you want, and you're not thinking about the people, you're only thinking about numbers. If you get to that point and so you just give up, you never get the fruit. Or if you're going along and you're like, well, the thing I wanted just isn't materializing. I wanted to be a rock star on YouTube, and I couldn't even get the YouTube to work for me, man. I just, I'm just a slouch when it comes to this kind of thing. So you go, okay, well, I'm just going to go sing in coffee shops. Well, that's awesome. Singing in coffee shops is beautiful. That's a way to reach people. And, you know, music is absolutely incredible for reaching people's hearts. It's so wonderful to provide people with music and to inspire them to hum along and to join in the music making. That's so awesome. But was that your goal? Was that just where you landed? Because if that's just where you landed, where's the fruit? You missed the fruit. The vine is gone. The limb is gone. You've missed it. You are now standing at the, you know, head of somebody else's dream because you wanted to be the YouTube rock star. Now, if you wanted to be the YouTube rock star and you were going to do coffee shops at the same time, like maybe that was somehow your angle, and you just start doing the coffee shops more because the YouTube isn't taking off, okay, no worries. Take that step back and visualize your future. Who are you going to talk to learn about YouTube? What kind of tutorials can you do so you could set up YouTube? Do you have a friend who's already on there and they could set you up with a simple YouTube channel? What can you do? How can you get to where you need to be? This is where you visualize the future and you plan differently so that you can get to where you want to go. I mean, no joke, getting past the frustration of waiting can be excruciating. I mean, it just takes so long. Sometimes the frustration can just drive you crazy. But getting past the frustration of waiting can get you to that tree, can get you to that vine, that yummy, yummy fruit, which is the celebration moment. Fruits of patience are sweet. They are sweet. And sometimes they come on vines that you can pick from as you go. Maybe the celebration moment is the biggest piece of fruit, but you can take little berries as you go. That's when you're hitting all the little milestones where you've planned and you've looked at your future and you've reassessed and you're kind of refiguring as you go, but always having the goal. You're always remembering the desire, that thing, that idea that came into your mind. You're focused on that and you're just picking the little fruits as you go because you're getting little things done. That is beautiful as well. You got to get past the frustration of waiting by giving yourself little bits of fruit along the way so that you get the bigger piece of fruit when you get there. Good things come to those who wait. Don't forget that. It is time to reset. I'm talking about resetting your life. I'm talking about exploring what it means to achieve true harmony of mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Beth Stanko, in person for my annual midwinter self-celebration event, The Spiritual Spa, where together we will share in journaling, yoga, meditation, music, and if you've never experienced a sound bath, oh my gosh, you are in for a treat. So take a break. Come in from the cold. cold, and don't miss this fun-filled winter weekend of relaxation that people from all across the country have called life-affirming. It's my midwinter reset retreat, The Spiritual Spa, March 18th and 19th in Evans City, Pennsylvania. To sign up and for more information, visit BetsDanko.com. That's BetsDanko.com. I can't wait for you to reset your life at The Spiritual Spa. So everybody thinks that there's just a really big hurry. When you want something, you want it now, you got to have it now. Life is in a hurry. And we got this lovely moment of slowdown, about 5 minutes of slowdown with the pandemic, right? And some people are still living in pandemic mode. They're still locking themselves up and all of that kind of thing. And so life has really slowed down for them and they're not so much in a hurry. But the rest of us who have sort of jumped back into life and we are pushing our way toward our goals once again, life is in a hurry. We want the thing. We want it now. We need to plan. So we need to slow ourselves down and employ some patience. But there is no hurry that is so important that we shouldn't put in the time to focus on the goal in a realistic way so that we get to the point of anticipation, knowing that we've put down a framework that will actually get us to the desire that we wish. There is no hurry, really. We think there's a hurry. We jumped back into life because the pandemic was over for us. We've jumped back in because we thought there was a hurry. But the thing is, if you put down a plan and you are visualizing your future and you're getting past all the frustration of waiting, then you'll get there. You'll get to the fruit. You may get there in a month, 2 months, 6 years, 20 years, but you'll get there. You've got to believe it. If you don't believe it, it's not going to happen, baby. It's not going to happen. If you don't believe that you are capable of more, then you're not capable of more. If you don't believe you're going to get to where you want to be, you're not going to get where you want to be. That's the way it works. The power of your mind is so strong. So strong. Sometimes it's scary strong. Like we need to kind of sit back and go, whoa, slow down, mind. Wait a minute, right? But there is no hurry. You need to remind yourself that. There is nothing better than good planning and visualizing your future. If you got those two things down, there is no hurry. You can keep reassessing and trying to make things go faster and all of that kind of thing, and that's beautiful. There is no hurry. You will get there. You got to believe it. Once you believe it, oh my goodness, the heavens will open up and the biggest piece of fruit you have ever seen will come down. Like this is an amazing thing, but you got to believe it. Good things do come to those who wait, especially those who visualize their future and recognize that the fruits of patience are sweet. Good things come to those who wait, even in the face of their own desires. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.